Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Dave, I believe you have an open for this. Dan Cook, you're in your office. Come in here. Your presence is requested. We'd like to have you here. What do we got?
We've only had to do this once before, Chad.
Yeah.
We've only had to do this once.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, got to do it again.
Yep.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top five ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
I don't like to do it.
Yeah, very, very. You even monitor these on your day off.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it. Didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, I did have
you're
to do
second,
it.
You're second, by the way.
Yeah. Only second?
Yeah. You calm down. We're getting to you in a minute.
Yeah. We're saving you for the finish.
Man. We have to start, frankly, with something that happened on this very show.
Yeah.
That unfortunately made me then create this.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a new disclaimer for Am I Wrong when Lindsey Brown decided to take the chance. By the way, she's not a member of the committee.
Yeah.
The committee was off.
She was in charge of Am I Wrong.
I thought we could hand her the keys, and then she went with this one on Friday.
I'd rather be scored on early in a four-minute PK situation than kill the whole thing. At the beginning of a game.
So in a game that's often decided by one goal, sometimes 1-0, she'd rather give up that first goal.
Yes.
So it's quick.
You did hear me push back strenuously and repeatedly, correct?
I did. And I heard her backpedal a bit, but not fully give up the stance either.
No, she did not. She did not anyway. At one point, she even hinted that maybe a second goal wouldn't be that bad.
Anything to get off the PK.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's a game of momentum, not of goals.
She's something that would throw you off the momentum of killing the penalty kill. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't understand it. So that was a bit crazy.
Yeah, I thought that would be the most ludicrous thing said on WCCO.
But then our guy,
that day.
I haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
A mere 2 hours later, there I was in the car once again.
You do know you don't have to listen on your day off.
And I heard Mr. Cook.
400 years from now, people will be looking back upon Star Wars the way that they're looking at Shakespeare. We look at Shakespeare today.
Star Wars is the equivalent of William Shakespeare. That's right. So just so people understand.
Was this a cry for help?
No.
Was there a family member held hostage?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Shakespeare. What makes Shakespeare great, right? It's the tragedy.
The
it's the comedy. It's all of that stuff. It's all the story. It's the story. And Star Wars has created this universe that, to me, is the equivalent in terms of range and breadth and depth of the story. So 400 years from now, when all of the historical bias is out, people will look back at Star Wars the same way they look.
You okayed this on your show.
Would you mind if we did a little compare and contrast?
Yeah, that'd be very good.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if you did it.
They're basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Was that Star Wars or was that Shakespeare?
That was Shakespeare.
That was Shakespeare.
That was Shakespeare.
I wanted to make sure I have them both down.
That was Denzel playing the role of Macbeth.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that was Shakespeare. This is Star Wars.
I wish that I could just wish away my feelings.
Wishes that he could wish.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Shakespeare.
Wow, I couldn't.
Is this the dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand?
What would have been better is if you just would have gotten
quiet down.
Chewy howling.
I just used that.
Star Wars.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I blame this guy over here. If he actually did a little more prep.
Out of context, they both sound about the same.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, you're not making your case very well.
Shakespeare characters
clips.
Talk in this weird way. Yoda talks in a weird way. We all think that they're smarter than us because they talk weird.
And don't blame me. I did this dumb segment once and tried to gong it, and you goofs brought it back another day. Like,
me?
Who's, I don't know. How did this even happen?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, it was so outrageous that Dave, on his off day, had to bring it to light.
It was a top five ridiculous statement, much like a top five weather day.
Yesterday was a top 10 weather day, wasn't it?
It was. I clicked by. I spoke today.
Of course it was. Took some real profile and courage over there for the weather team to vote for an 80-degree day. Yeah.
Let's not lose sight of your guy.
I tried to divert it.
I know. Man. I appreciate that.
Honestly.
But I stand by it.
That's the problem.
Why wouldn't you? Why not?
I stand by it. Because, first of all, none of us are going to be here 400 years from now to know.
Who is
going to
say this?
I wasn't even really listening. I was trying to play the gong sound effect. I'm playing sound effects from my computer, monitoring text as it comes in. I don't know.
He was so proud because he had this gong sound effect, and like the first dozen texts were all agreeing with me, so he couldn't play it. He was very upset.
Wow. The nerd alert was really...
I think people just like to see like how dumb Dan is really going to get.
Yeah.
And they're like, well... Let's let him go on this one.
So is this like a Friday thing now?
It's like every other Friday, Dan geeks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there another highlight that we potentially missed earlier?
Well, this is only the second time we did it. The first time we did it, I nerded out over finding that planet that may have had life signatures on it.
Life signatures?
Well, they have...
Excuse me?
They have.
What did I miss? Yeah.
Do there we need to get all the way into it? Really?
They've detected a compound, a chemical compound.
Why are you doing that?
That, as far as we know, can only be produced by living organisms.
Shouldn't this be a bigger news?
I mean, it's out there. I don't know what you're reading, but it's out there.
Is this on the Dave
Schrader
show? No, this is
legit. You're looking, no, this is absolutely 100% a legitimate scientific story. Google it.
Did you hear this?
I saw the headline.
Thank you.
And kept going because who cares about a life signature? Life signature.
Where was
that's like a, like a what was the Mark Rosen report about the contract? It was a framework of an agreement.
Yes,
the framework
this
of framework life.
Framework of a planet that might have human signatures.
80 billion light years away.
Yeah, But obviously the segment is
not human, organic life.
It's getting a lot of buzz. The segment, a lot of people are talking about it.
You know when you like it? When you are buzzed. Yeah. Then it makes more sense.
That's why it's on Friday.
That's apparently why Dave was listening on his day off.
Yes, exactly. He's committed to the show. You get a phone call on your day off. You hang up on us.
100%.
He's still listening.
I'm not getting paid on my day off.
No, you know what? Let's not get into this.
Listening on 5 Minutes Friday just killed a segment for my guy, so you're welcome.
Thank you. All right. You stick around because apparently our state motto is now boobs are us.
I love it.
We're going to discuss boobs next. What would you, how about a little Stretch Lab?
Can we stretch it out a little?
Yeah, Stretch Lab. Jason's got a Stretch Lab in Maple Grove.
Yeah, stretching my man boobs right now.
Yes, well, bring them out there, baby. It's a new world according to our Supreme Court right now. You got Plymouth, you got Chanhassen, you got By the Lakes, you got Southdale. You got 11 places you can go if you're in your 50s like me. I can only say that for a couple more weeks. Then I won't mention my age ever again. Or you're in your 40s, like deep in your 40s like Dave. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're a golfer. Maybe you're a pickleball. Maybe you're a walker. Maybe you just sit on your couch and you really need to have a trained specialist help you out. They know what they're doing. I've been a customer for 6 years. Me, Q, friends, huge fans. Half off your first visit. You got 25-minute sessions. You got 50-minute sessions. Every day feel better. We're at that driver a little bit further. StretchLab.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like,
yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.